Welcome to our Christmas Day sermon. I want to ask a couple of questions if you're a child or imagine you're a child. Now, first question is, why did Santa come down the chimney? Or, if you're a child again, why did you get out of bed this morning? I think the reason Santa came down the chimney was because he had a sack full of presents to give to somebody in the house. I think the reason if you're a child you got up out of bed this morning is because it's Christmas Day and there were presents you hoped. What happened and why did it happen? That's what we're going to be focusing on today about the Christmas message. Now the Christmas message is dead simple. But we, I think, overcomplicate it so that we kind of we lose sight of the clear, simple, single message. Now, our passage today is Matthew at the end of chapter 1. And there's a couple of verses here which get the whole message straightforward and simple. And I'm going to use a couple of questions to help us see this. And it's about the two names that are here. First question is, why was Jesus named Jesus? Verse 21. She, that's Mary, this is the angel speaking to Joseph. She, Mary, will give birth to a son and you'll get to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That's verse 21. And then verse 23. And this is for the second question. What about the other name? Why was Jesus named Jesus? And then what about the other name? Verse 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Two names. Now we'll start with the second name. Emmanuel. We're told here in Matthew that what it means God with us. Now it's a reference to a prophecy from Isaiah. And the quotation is, the virgin will conceive, give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. And then Matthew, writing this gospel, explains Emmanuel means God with us. So the first thing we're looking at here is what happened. When we think of the Christmas story, what happened? Well, God came to be with us. God came to be with us. That's what happened. Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Matthew is saying in verse 23. And fulfillment to this prophecy in Isaiah, God has come. God has come here to this earth, become a human being like us. But why? That's the big question. What happened? Yes, but why did that happen? Why would God, after all, he's God, why would he squeeze his infinite size, his infinite power, his infinite glory into a single nondescript human being? Somebody just like you or me. Why would God do that? Seems a very odd thing to do. So we're talking about incarnation, God becoming a human being. Why? Why would God do that? So Emmanuel, it seems to me, is saying, this is what God did. But we need to go to the other name to see why God did it. Why God became a human being. Now, let's go back to Santa coming down the chimney. Maybe it wasn't because he was going to bring presents to children in the house. Maybe he just fell out of his sleigh as it raced across the sky and he happened to tumble down your chimney because that was the spot he landed on. Maybe it was an accident. Or maybe you got out of bed this morning just because you were hungry. Or just because it was morning. So the thing was the same. The thing that happened was the same. But why? Why did you do it? Maybe God became a human being because he fancied the idea of being small. Or maybe he thought, well, what it would be like to have two legs? Or maybe he wanted to try out having a body. Or maybe he was bored being just God. Now, You see how stupid those ideas are. So when we're asking a serious question, why did God become a human being? It's not going to be an answer like that. Jesus is the answer in a way. Verse 21 again. You're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The word Jesus simply means the Lord saves. Name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So why did God become a human being? To save his people from their sins. It's as simple as that. That should be an automatic trigger when we hear, why did God become human? Why is Christmas? Jesus came to save his people from their sins. Simple as that. Now, there's three things in this little sentence. He came to save his people from their sins. The first one is save. Save is reasonably straightforward. It means to fix or to rescue or to make better, that kind of thing. The second thing is his people. Now, at least at the moment, we'll come back to this, but at least at the moment, if we say his people, it just means it's not everybody. When God became human to save, it wasn't going to be universal. It wasn't going to include every human being. We can't say Jesus saves everyone. Only those who belong to him, those who are his people. Okay, so he saves his people. And then the third bit of this little sentence is from their sins. He saves his people from their sins. Now, the people who flocked to Jesus while he was on earth, they thought that he had come to heal them. If you'd said to them, what's Jesus' mission in life? They would have said, oh, well, he's a healer. He can instantly heal anybody of anything. Amazing. That's his mission in life. Jesus came, God became a human being to heal people from diseases. Or some people say, God became a human being to save us from political tyrants so that the earth can be a place of harmonious nations or states or relationships, good government, happy people. Or some people say, and this is where people want to go today, God came to teach us how to save our planet from destruction. That's why God became human. Or God became human to show us and to teach us how we can live in harmony with each other, better human relationships, how we can love each other. After all, God is love. Now, even the disciples of Jesus, and this is after Jesus rose from the dead, before he ascended, even the disciples of Jesus got this wrong. Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, when Jesus meets with them just as he's about to ascend, they say to him, will you at this time begin to restore the kingdom to Israel? In other words, they thought God had become human, Jesus had come to save Israel, to make Israel great again. Now, these are the people that Jesus had spent 3 years teaching. So all of these answers are wrong. Why did God become a human being? To save his people from their sins. That's why, from their sins. Our sin blocks our way to God. Each time we sin, we're pumping a thick cloud, obscuring cloud, pumping it at God, saying to him, keep away. Don't look at me. Don't see what I'm doing. I want to hide from you. I want to do my thing. I don't want you to interfere. Sin is our thing, our private thing, the thing that we do to keep God away. The thing that seems good to us. And our sins mean we've made an enemy of God and we've made ourselves enemies. Our sins means that God takes a stance against us because we are rebels. He will come again at some point to judge us for our sin. Now, this is obvious as we read the Gospels or the Bible. The first thing Jesus said in public was, repent and believe in the kingdom. In other words, turn away from your sins. God became human to save his people from their sins. We couldn't save ourselves. We're not able to save ourselves. God has come to do it for us because we are helpless. Even though we are rebels, he comes because we're helpless to change. He comes to do it for us. Who does he save from their sins? His people. As I said, it's not universal. So the question then becomes, am I one of his people? Am I one of the ones he is going to save? Isn't that a big question? Isn't that the most important question for us, any human being, to think about? Am I one of his people? Will I be saved from my sins? Now, it seems to me what we read here as a public document, we're reading an invitation. We're reading an invitation to have our sins forgiven. As Jesus said elsewhere, it's not those who are well who need a doctor, it's those who are sick. So it's as if Jesus is saying to us, are you sick? Are you sinful? The solution is in me, Jesus says. So will we come to Jesus for the healing, the saving that we need? Hear these words as an invitation. Do you see your sins? Do you see that they will destroy you? Do you see that Jesus saying to you, I can save you from these sins? Jesus saying, come and let me do it. Christmas message is very simple. He will save his people from their sins. That's why God became a human being. Hear the invitation. Come to Jesus so that he can forgive your sins. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you took on the ignominy, the shame, the indignity, the lack of respect, in a sense, involved in becoming a weak, small, apparently finite human being. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you did all this because you saw us in our helplessness and rebelliousness and came to save us from our sins. Lord Jesus, I pray that anyone who might listen to this, who is